Our next speakers are legislative are going to tell us about the role of legislative liaisons with executive agencies. You'll be working with a lot of the executive agencies and the administration, usually, if not almost all, or almost always, through the legislative liaison department. Elda Coe is with the Bureau of Workers' Compensation, and Dan Fitzpatrick is with the Department of Public Safety. They both have extensive experience with other agencies in state government, too, including the governor's office and the Department of Job and Family Services and others. So they can give you a perspective not on the administration as a whole and not just their own agency. So I'll turn it over to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So my name is Dan Fitzpatrick. I am the Deputy Director of the Office of Legislation at the Department of Public Safety. I've only been there for about 4 months, although I was there at a prior part of my career as well. But the last 5 years I spent at the Department of Job and Family Services, so I have a pretty good insight on two of the bigger agencies in state government. First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. This is, I think, my third time doing this panel. Always enjoy getting the chance to talk to new members, and very much look forward to working with you in your new capacity. So just real quick, I'm not going to assume anyone knows our agency that well, but the Department of Public Safety involves the Ohio State Highway Patrol. They have their own legislative liaison, Staff Lieutenant Mejia, who I believe you met your first night here. The Emergency Management Agency, the Emergency Medical Services Division, which regulates and licenses EMTs and paramedics around the state. We have Ohio Homeland Security. We have the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, which is, I think, the area where we'll be working with you the most. Every single one of your constituents in some way has a connection to the BMV, and the Office of Criminal Justice Services, which works on a lot of grants for local governments and does a lot of things with law enforcement. So my quick portion, I think we're going to try to do this fairly quickly because we'd like to get to some questions. Enjoy having a chance to answer any questions you might have about being working with liaisons, working with state agencies. Obviously, we work for the governor and with the governor's office all the time, so happy to answer questions along those lines as well. But the title, I think, of this session is Constituent Services, so I want to touch on that quickly. It's one of the most important things that we do. Some agencies do a lot more constituent work than others. Public Safety, Job and Family Services do a ton. I know BWC does as well, which is why we're here. The first thing is usually your staff interact with our offices, it's extremely helpful for you to get as much information as you can about the constituent and their concerns, and if you can get it in writing, all the better. We need, you know, case numbers, addresses, contact information, as much as you can the first time, because a lot of times we'll get an email saying, you know, we talked to so-and-so, and here's their concern, and we just don't have enough to be able to go in, and we have to go back and forth a lot. So as much as you can get right off the bat, is helpful. It's important to note that right off the bat that we're not always going to be able to get the result that you want. A lot of the concerns that we receive are not liking something because in reality we follow the Ohio law and they're not happy with how the Ohio law is written. So we can't promise you that you're going to get the result you want. What we can and what you should expect from us is you're going to get a fairly quick response. A lot of agencies have a certain number of days they allow their staff to research a case before we get back. In some cases that's about 5 business days, but we're always going to research and get back to you and your constituent as quickly as possible. And if we've made a mistake, we're gonna make it right. So you can expect that of us every time. As I said, public safety, BMV, our number one constituent case by far. We all kinds of things like driver's license suspensions. We do, you know, suspensions for child support that we get a lot of case questions about, those types of things. But one of the roles that we take seriously is through the EMA. If there is a natural or man-made disaster in your area, in your county, in your district, you'll be working with me and my team to get all the answers you need to help your constituents through that situation. We will proactively reach out to you whenever the issue rises to the level where there may be an EMA disaster declaration and help you get the answers you need. So something that, you know, hopefully we don't have to do, but it obviously does happen every year. So those are my quick starting points anyway, so I'll let Elle talk about her role.
Hi, my name is Elle Decco. I'm the legislative director for BWC. Like Dan, I've only been at that agency for 6 months, so any specific workers' comp issues you might have, I'm happy to get back with you if I don't know the answer right off the top of my head. But just to give you a quick high-level view of workers' comp, we are one of four monopolistic states in the country, meaning all employers in Ohio have to get workers' compensation insurance through us. I think it's easiest to think of the Bureau as an insurance company that the state owns and operates. There's about 250,000 employers in the state that we work with every day. And knowing that sometimes government has a bad rap for being in the way of business and red tape, I really think that at the Bureau we work hard to be a partner and treat employers and injured workers as customers and do our best to make it a quick transaction and get out of their way so that they can do what they really care about. To give you an overview about the constituent side, we have 13 offices throughout the state that deal mostly with injured workers and their claims, as well as a central office right down the street on Spring Street. And for businesses, we have four territories that we've broken the state up in that have regional business development managers. And they're kind of, if we were nationwide, they're our sales force. They're people that when Steve Buehrer was the administrator, he pulled from the private sector to come in and really be advocates for employers and businesses. So they're embedded within the agency, but they're really there to make sure that we're employer friendly and thinking about how we can best work with them and make their lives easier. Looking back at constituents, who you're gonna deal with, you're gonna deal with injured workers who usually if they're contacting your offices, they're upset because they've been denied their claim or their medical procedure has been denied. And usually they're not happy if they're reaching out to you. So I am happy for you to have your aides send them right to me. We have a dedicated constituent aide in our office that has been there for 20 some years. He's really an expert in this area, and he's dedicated to the House and Senate and all the statewide offices, and he does a great job of getting back to the injured worker and responding to them within 24 hours. So that's great. I think that when the governor first took office, there were a lot of people that were kind of leading the charge of let's privatize BWC, they're a disaster, I'm getting all kinds of constituent calls. And I can honestly say from the meetings we've had the past summer when I started and we took the administrator around to meet with members, they've said, wow, the calls have really slowed down. So hopefully you're not gonna be getting the same volume of calls that you would be getting if you were taking office 5 years ago. But like I said, we're happy to help you with that. And then the other constituent group you have are employers. So a lot of the businesses in your district have a good relationship with the business consultants that are out in the field. They work with them to set up round tables in your district. They work with them if they're having an issue with group or group retro that they're in, or they're trying to work out a claim and their premium has skyrocketed and they don't know why. They're there to really be that face with the Bureau instead of calling this 1-800 number and you're not sure who's gonna answer and some, you know, person on the other end. They have great relationships in the district. So I brought a handout that has their contact info as well, but I'm happy to be your first call if you have any issue and we can direct you in the right area, or if you wanna call if you have an employer, call your business consultant, that's perfect too. I think that's pretty much it for us. Do you have a question?
Okay. So the other portion of what we do every day is work with you on actual pieces of legislation. At Public Safety, we are tracking about 250 bills at this point. I personally am looking forward to next week when we get to throw a lot of those away and start over, because it's kind of overwhelming at this point. But we are so happy to have a chance to work with you on bills that you're thinking about. In most cases, it's a lot easier if you are thinking about something that impacts the department. We can help you work through how this would be administratively put into practice, whether it is something that we can even feasibly do. It's always more difficult if we have a bill introduced that we don't know anything about and then have to come to you after the fact and said, you know, here's some things you may have not thought about as this bill was being drafted. Also wanted to let you know that the list of agency liaisons we put over there as well, every state agency has at least one individual like us who you'll be working with. I would encourage you, if you have a chance, to reach out to, if there's a subject area interest, if there's something you know you're going to be working on a lot, reach out to us now. We'd love to come in and meet you, you know, talk about our agencies, answer any questions you have right off the bat. I mean, that is what we are here for. We're here to help work with you and make your jobs easier. So with that, happy to answer any questions you have about our agencies or what we do. Okay. Yeah, I think it's going to vary department to department and sort of depending on what kind of work it is. I mean, there's some agencies that are doing work in your counties constantly. I mean, Job and Family Services obviously has a presence in your county at all times. I would say in most cases, yes. It is something that we absolutely strive to do. And I guess it depends on whether it is something that is fairly routine as far as just a quick visit and a quick meeting, or if it is something, a public event, absolutely. I would suspect that most agencies will be reaching out to you to let you know about the public event and inviting you to participate. Something I've done many times over the years, but I can't promise that for every agency. Other questions? Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity.